Okay, so we're going to talk about this week, as we touched on it last week, but the inyan of a poyel, his status as an eved. Is it mutter? Is it aser for him to sell himself? Where did it come in last week? It came in last week because we discussed the halachas of what happens if a poyel, and we made a distinction between a poyel and a kablin. A kablin is someone who's hired for a specific job. We're not talking about that. We're talking about someone that's hired paid by the hour. He's hired as a worker. And we discussed last week that even though there's sometimes halachas, which we have to get into, what happens if there's a sugi of yada ala tachtoina, machlekes of dais and the chachamim, if someone's choizer, someone backs out of a job in the middle of the job, does he pay damages of, does he take responsibility for the second half of the job? You know, that he didn't cover the second half of the job that he wasn't able to do, and now it's going to be more hard, it's going to be more expensive for the Baal Bais to finish it or whatever. So that was what we discussed last week, that a poyel has no responsibility to pay damages at all, because it's a gzeres hakasav, that he's allowed to be chayzer in the middle of the day. Okay, he's allowed to be chayzer in the middle of the day, and he's allowed to be chayzer even with no penalty at all, and he doesn't have to pay. So this comes from a Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph in Bamatzir. So the Gemara over there is talking about halacha that you're not allowed. If there's a metzia on the floor outside, you're not allowed to pick it up for someone else. It's made there. Whoever picks it up, picks it up. You can't become a shliach for someone else to pick it up for them. Okay? You're not allowed to pick it up for someone else. However, the Gemara says, what about a poel? What about a worker? If someone's a worker for someone, and he picks up the metzia, then he's allowed to pick it up for the Baal Bais. And it goes automatically to the Baal Bais. So Gemara doesn't understand. Why does it go automatically to the Baal Bais? So says the Gemara like this. Metzias poel la'atzmai. B'medvar memur mizman sh'amur lo baya bais. Nacheshi mi'ayoyim. Adori mi'ayoyim. Avam amur lo. I say mi'umalach ha'ayoyim. Metzias ha'shbaal bais. Who? If you hire someone to work for you without specifying what the work is, he's meshubba to you for the whole day. And anything he does goes to the Baal Bais. And therefore, if he finds a metzia, it goes to the Baal Bais. So you see, you could pick up a metzia for someone else. So the Gemara says like this. Amalei shiny poel. No, the poel is more than a shliach. A poel is literally an extension of the Baal Bais. The Baal Bais is doing it himself. Okay, more than a shliach.
You don't say that by shliach also?
Shliach is a little different. Shliach is doing it on your behalf. But this is mamash the poel himself. For example, there's a Moridika Machan Ephraim, not the one I copied, a different Machan Ephraim, learns that from this Gemara, la halacha, a major halacha. He says, you see from here that a poyel is more than a shliach. And therefore, a poyel that you're paying him to, a shliach, you just ask him to work for you. A poyel, pshat is the pshat is you're paying him to work for you. It's much more. So he says that even though a goy can't be a shliach, but a goy could be a poyel. So let's say you would ask a guy, can you go pick up a metzia for me? It wouldn't work because it's a shliach. You can't pay. But if you pay a guy, so then it works because So he wants to say halacha that what happens if you want to put up a fence, a mica. There's a mitzvah to put up a fence. If you have a place which is 10 tefachim tall, you have to put up a mica there. So what happens if you hire a guy to do it? If you hire a yid, it's a shliach, like every other mitzvah, and if you're there while he's doing it, you can make the bracha. But what happens if a guy does it for you? So if a guy does it for you, there's no shlichus. So did you fulfill the mitzvah or not? And even if you did fulfill the mitzvah, can you make a bracha? You can't make a bracha because ain't shlichus la'akum. You can't make a shliach a guy to do it. And therefore, since you can't make a shliach a guy to do it for you, so it's not going to work. But zuck there. But if you hire a poyel, if you pay a guy to build a fence for you, so then he's your poyel. He's your poyel. A guy could be a poyel. And the other kiyav al-bayi said he's literally for you. So he says it's as if even a goyish worker does the mica for you, you're mekayim the mitzvah, you can make a bracha.
But you have to hire him as a poyel, not as a kabbalah.
What?
Right. Yeah, poyel not as a
kabbalah.
Yeah, lechora, yeah. Yeah.
That's hard to
arrange. Is that lechora? That's a good point. Yeah, he doesn't speak that out, but lechora, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, now zok to Gemara. So, why are you telling me that you have this strong relationship? A poyel has such a strong relationship with the Baal Bais that he's literally like an extension of the Baal Bais. Frak to Gemara. V'ha'amar Rav poyel yochal atzma. I feel b'chatzi ayoyim that a poyel can be chayz in the middle of the day. since a poil could be chayzer in the middle of the day, so it seems like he could just stop in the middle. There's no relationship with the Baal Bais at all. He doesn't have a kinyan. The Baal Bais wasn't kind to him, because if the Baal Bais was kind to the worker, so then he wouldn't be allowed to. You can't just, you know, decide to stop in the middle. So says the Gemara, Amalei, no. Really, kol kama delay hadabe kia Baal Baisu. Really, while you're working for the Baal Bais, your relationship with the Baal Bais is strong. He owns all your work, and you're meshubed to him. But ki hadarbe, you're allowed to retract for a different reason. Because it's a pasuk, t'chsiv ki li b'nei yisrael avadim, avadehim v'lo avadim la'avadim. So he says that there's a pasuk telling me that you're allowed to go back. So this is the pasuk that we learned, that you're allowed, a poyel is allowed to be chayzer. So now, it seems like from the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is saying that you're not allowed to be a slave to anybody else, except for Hashem. And if a person would be hired to be a worker for someone, and he wouldn't be allowed to go back, he wouldn't be allowed to stop in the middle, that would be called like he's an Eved. So the question is Lamaisa, Lamaskana of the Gemara, that you're allowed to go back, do you still, it seems like from the Gemara that there is a comparison between a Poel and an Eved. Really, a Poel is like an Eved. It's just, he's allowed to go back. He's allowed to stop. The difference between him and an Eved, he's allowed to stop. But it sounds like that he is an Eved. So now comes the shaila that you're trying to deal with, is that the halach is, you're not allowed to sell yourself as a slave. A person can't decide, you know, I'm unemployed, you know, he has money, he has parnah, whatever, but, you know, I have some spare time on my hands, I'm going to go sell myself as an Eved for a couple of years. You're not allowed to do that. It's also to do that. So if it's also to do that, so the question is it also to be a poel also? Because the pasuk is telling me that if you're not allowed, if you wouldn't be allowed to be chayzer, so you would be mamash like an Eved. Now we say you're allowed to be chayzer, okay? But still, you have some sort of avdos on you. So Taisa says no. Once we say that you're allowed to go back, you're not an Eved at all. That's says near lidi mekomakim mutar adam lahaske atzmi. You're allowed to rent yourself out by the, you know, become a poel to someone. Tadavka Eved ivri sheinu yochel lachzor boi ve'inu yoytze koyd mizmanay ela b'shtas shuchrer oiv mishum avadayim. Only an Eved is, he has no way out. He needs the Baal Bais. If he has no money, the Baal Bais has to let him go free. You know, he has to give him a shtas shuchrer or whatever. But he's really mishumed. Right, but lemaisa that you're not lemaisa that we say from the pasuk you're allowed to go back. You're not like an eved. You're not like an eved. So according to Taisus, you're not an eved. The thing is, in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like that. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is in the other packet. Okay. Shulchan Aruch says the following: it's Shin Lamed Gimel. Siv Gimel, which in the Shulchan Aruch pages, you'll see it's Chav Gimel Amud Beis. I guess on the bottom of it, you see page
423.
Okay, Siv Gimel. Hiskil Poyel, this is the halacha. Hiskil Poyel the Malacha. If a Poyel started working, V'chazer boi b'chatzi ayom, he stopped in the middle of the day. Choyzer, he's allowed to, V'afil kibol kvar d'mei schirusa, even if he got paid. See, this is really essentially, the Chasam Sofer explains, this is essentially the difference between an Eved and a poyel, because really a poyel, an eved, is also allowed to go free whenever he wants, because there's a halacha of giroin kesef that he's allowed to buy himself back. He has a schus to buy himself back into freedom whenever he wants. So a poyel could right. So an eved essentially could go free whenever he wants. But the difference is that the poyel could go free without paying. What's the chiddush? He didn't get the money yet. Obviously, he can go free without paying. He didn't get the money yet. So the chiddush is in Shulchan Aruch that even if he got the money, I don't have money. I can't pay you back now. Okay? So even if he was prepaid, he's allowed to tell his boss, see you later. I paid you for the whole job. I paid you for the week's worth. I'll pay you back the money eventually. Right now I'm stopping. And that's the schus. By an Evan, you can't do that. An Evan has to pay himself out of freedom. Pashtus. Kipshutai. Okay? Now, says the Ramah, a halacha, which like seems to come out of nowhere. It says like umehai taima, if you can read it. Umehai taima, for this reason, aser la poyo, afil melamed a cipher. Any poyo that's working for the Baal Bais, os lahasker atzman liyos beveis Baal Bais, you're not allowed to rent yourself out to be working in the house of the Baal Bais bekeva, shalashan in more than 3 years. He says 3 years, more than 3 years. Where does this come from? You're not allowed to become, you're not allowed to be a poyel for more than 3 years. So where does it come from? So where this comes from is,
why does it have to be specifically in his house?
Because we'll see. The Shach says over here that this comes from like this. That this Gemara, like we just said before, it would seem to say from the Gemara that there's a comparison between a Sacher, a poyel, and an Eved. So why is anyone ever allowed to become a poyel? Why are you allowed to work for anybody?
Okay.
So Taisus answers, because since you're allowed to be Chayzer, you're not an Eved. That's why. But the Mordechai is a different Rishon. He answers the Kasha differently. The Mordechai answers, he says that the answer is that really a poyel is an Eved. It's the same thing. There's no difference. A slave and a guy that works for someone else. Same thing. The difference is that the Pasuk gives him a different... the Pasuk says, an Eved is someone that works for someone for 6 years. And the Pasuk says, why? Because Mishneh Schar Socher. He's a double Socher. He's working for you for not 6 years. He's working for you for Mishneh Schar Socher. Double what a regular worker works for you. A regular worker, so the Chazal say, a regular worker works for you 3 years. And an Eved is working for you for 6 years. So you see that a regular worker works for you for 3 years, that's okay. That's a poil. You're allowed to work for someone for 3 years. But you double that, now you're an Eved, now it's awesome. So the difference between an Eved and a poil is not about the Chazara, according to this. The difference is how much time you're working.
Who's the Yisra on?
What? On the person selling himself. So you're not allowed to hire someone, you're not allowed to become hired to someone to work for them for more than 3 years. 3 years is still okay, that's the Shach says. 3 years is still okay because that's called a Sacher. Once you're more than 3 years... So now you're not a Socher anymore, you're in between. You're not a simple Socher that's 3 years. Now you're close to an Evet. That's awesome.
Close to an Evet.
It's Yotzah. So Yotzah Mischar Socher. What are you?
So this
is the Machlokes. What?
And then what's Rav saying?
Rav's just saying is that a poil is allowed to be chayzer, but that's not why. That's not why it's usher. It's a kasher. You're allowed to be chayzer.
Why is the poil allowed to be chayzer and Eved not?
Why is it more important than possible?
What do you mean? That what? Oh, so the question is...
So it sounds like...
Unless it's Kavachoymer. The Gemara is just saying Kavachoymer from an Eved. The way, according to this Mordechai, it comes out that really a poil is an Eved. So why is a poil allowed to stop in the middle of the day? What's the difference between him and an Eved? So normally, the way the Machan Ephraim explains it, is that in a Hanami, he's really not allowed to be Chayzer in the middle of the day. But the reason he's allowed to be Chayzer in the middle of the day is because he didn't get paid yet. Since he didn't get paid, he could tell the guy, listen, the money... You really bought me as an Eved to work for you for 4 years. Let's say, for 3 years, whatever. You bought 3 years of my work. So you owe me, let's say, each year is $10,000, so you owe me $30,000. Okay, and I owe you 3 years of work. Okay? But I'm allowed to be chayzer whenever I want. So therefore, let's cancel it out. The 2 years of work that I owe you, I'm not going to fulfill. But the $20,000 that you owe me, you keep. So therefore, that's the arrangement. But really, really, it's like a Giro and Kesef. It's similar to an Eved Ivri who's allowed to say that. He's allowed to buy himself back Bal Korach. But the Machan Ephraim says, according to this, it would come out not like the Shulchan Aruch. It would come out according to the Mordechai that if you prepaid the worker,
you gotta give
then the worker's got to pay. He can't just decide he's not working and he'll owe you money later. He can't just say he's going to owe it to you later. You have to actually pay him like an Eved. The way an Eved goes free is he actually gives the Alden back the money. So this poil, according to this, would have to actually give back the money, which would be not the Shulchan Aruch says, Kipshutai.
That,
okay?
There's no Kenyan?
That's without a Kenyan even. This is just, that's a relationship.
Why is there an assumption, since it's usher to sell yourself into slavery, and there's not a Kenyan, why isn't the assumption that the Yid stays... Until there's a
meaning, if it's also, so why? Who says he did it? No, because the poil for more than 3 years or less than 3 years. More than 3 years or less than 2 years. Right. So if you did up to 3 years, it's okay. So Lamosha, I'll give you an example where this comes out. No. Pass that now. Now, I'll give you a Gishmak example where this comes up. Okay, this was a Shaila written to the Chasam Sofer. Okay, the Chasam Sofer Shaila was like this. It's the next page. No, next page in this week's sheets, in this week's pamphlet, the small one. Okay, you look at the first paragraph, next page. Oh, you got one of them didn't have it. You got that one. So he got a letter and he's all nice, and then he says like this. V'alvay al soy dvarav is over here, the top left paragraph in the tshuva l'chasam sefer. Mashakasav shemetchilu like kiblu akalas arav rak al meshach shloish shana. The shaila was like this. That a tzibur, the kehila, hired a rav for 3 years, and after 3 years they wanted to replace the rav. So the question is, why did they only sign the contract with the rav for 3 years? What was the shaychus? So he says like this, Ibra Kenhu. He says it's true, you probably only signed a 3-year contract. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, Noegim Barov Tfutzos Yisrael. This is the minig amongst everybody. Velokim Nitza Badas Kelu. Minig Avasem Biyadayim. This is the minig amongst everybody. V'taima, why is this the minig? In the Ramah, which we just read, that it says you're not allowed to sell yourself for more than three years. So you're therefore a rav that's becoming a rav to the tzibur. So he's not allowed to sell himself for more than 3 years. Even though it says the Hasam Dafka Bishu Samach Al Shulchan Baal Abayis, has to be you're literally he's supporting you entirely. Hachanami Kol Akilu Mishutofen Zeim Zev Ashutven Scharu Loi Poel Rav Marbet Tayram. I'm speaking like Dira Mizoynis Lachol Nivim Alav. They're mamish hiring him and they're supporting him and they're giving him everything he needs to live. That's literally like an eved. If you would do it for more than 3 years, it would be awesome. Okay. Etc. But then at the end he says. He says, Ibra, in the next paragraph, Hashach Siyim, the Besefer Be'er Kasav, that Toysus Ba'metzir, Yoram Aralav, Cholkim Ein Sham. Okay? So he says, Toysus argues with places that we learned, because Toysus answers that the reason why a poil is not an Eved is because he lied to Bechoiz, not because of the 3 years and 6 years thing. That was the different answer to the question. In other words, there's one question in the Rishonim, which is, why is a poil different than an Eved? Why are you allowed to become a poil and not an Eved? Toysus says, because you're allowed to go back in the middle.
There's no time limit.
Right. The Mordechai answered a different answer. He said, no, you're allowed to do it for 3 years, not 6 years. The Ramah is bringing down the Mordechai's answer. But according to Tysus' answer, it will come out that this whole 3 and 6 years is not muskar. So he says, Lamaisa, it's not so simple, this whole thing, but that's the meaning. But at the end he says, Lamaisa, he says at the end, and the Aruch Shulchan says that also, is that even if you only did the 3 years, I was willing to get out of the Isser. And that's only to allow the Rav, because he's the Eved, he's allowed to get out of it. But Avada, the Tzibur, is not allowed to back out. And even after the 3 years is over, they didn't really mean to only do it for 3 years. It just meant not to be over the Isser, but really they have no right to stop.
They can never fire him?
Basically, more or less. written by the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, the
Rav himself.
Right. So I don't know. It's not clear to me why the fact is that since that was that. But anyway, the point is that you see this idea that they're poskening this thing that a person will be called an eved if he'll be doing it for more than 3 years based on this halacha. Now others say it's not like that. It's only limited to where you're living in the house of the Baal Bais, like it says in the Ramah, because that's like what an Eved is. If you go home every night to your own dwelling place, so that is not an Eved. But we're giving you the dira. We're giving you the place to live. So that's why, you know.
That's the contract.
That's really what's going on according to the Chasam Sofer. You were shuvah forever, I'm only shuvah for 3 years. That's really what he's saying. Now, Lemaisa, you probably can, there's no way that's really going to be possible to read this, but in this one at least. So but the Pesach Tshuva brings down, and the Ketzos also brings down from the Chavos Yoyer, an interesting shayla. What about a Chazan? You have a Chazan that was also hired for 3 years. Or he wants to say a whole different thing. He says, what's the whole Isser? The whole Isser is that Eved, ki avadai heim v'lo avadim la'avadim. You have to be an Eved for Hashem. He says, someone that's being hired to the Tzibur to teach Torah and to be moitzed him in Tefillah, that is an Eved for Hashem.
Okay.
That is for Hashem.
He's not fulfilling it.
That's Gufa.
He
is.
He doesn't have to be in a different community.
I understand.
Why do I have to stay in this community then?
I understand. I'm just saying.
What if he doesn't care? He's just not a part of the
What he's doing is that he's being Eved to Hashem's work. It's not being an Eved to... What do you care his intention anymore? His intention... His to be the Shema, you're saying? Fine, but this is where this thing comes out. Okay, now what from this whole Shaila comes a very important. It's more again. It's not so much this week. Is not so much Lemaisa. It's more in the concept of the sugyas. No, it is. I'm just saying, what comes out from here is a very important question. Bechlal, what is a poil? Okay, it seems like it comes out from here, a big shaila in the poiskim. What is a poil? According to the Mordechai and according to others, really, the question is, when you hire someone to work, are you actually making a kinyan in his guf? That's the shaila. Is there a kinyan guf? Is there a kinyan on him? Does the Bavais have some sort of kinyan on him that there's a relationship there? Or is it just an agreement? The pshat is that both sides agreed to give something to the other side. Meaning, the poil agreed to give work to the balabais, and the balabais agreed to give money for the work to the poil.
So you're stating it a different way. You're saying, is it only a money deal?
Is it what?
Only a money deal, as opposed to, you're saying, did he acquire...
Right. Did he acquire something in...
No kinyan, done being done, it's fine.
No.
But never there has to be a kinyan, right?
Okay, so first of all, you didn't do a kinyan. You didn't do a kinyan at all. You mean you didn't so you didn't do a kinyan. But we learned that haschal smalach could be a kinyan. That doesn't. I don't know. You're right. It's a shtickle shreba eved. But the question is, according to Taisvis, okay, and that would be the pashas of the mechaber, that you're allowed to just stop in the middle. You know, both sides could stop. At least the poil is allowed to stop. So there's no real kinyan at all. The whole relationship from the pasuk's teaching me basically, is that there's really no relationship between the baal bais and the poil. The fact that you're paying for his work makes it yad poil ki baal bais, but there's no kinyan at all.
Why can't there be a kinyan?
Because there'll be a kinyan, there'll be an eved. And you're not allowed to be an Evan unless you sold yourself for slavery. But anyone else is not becoming
a Evan. He says you don't need a shtar shekhar.
Right, exactly. You don't need a shtar shekhar. That's what he's saying. Taiz is saying you don't need a shtar shekhar to go out. He doesn't own you at all. The relationship is just that the poil agreed to give him work. And now, you can't stop in the middle for no reason. Taiz is saying, you're allowed to stop. You don't have to fulfill the work, because if you would have to do more than that, then it would be Abdus. And we don't want you to have that, so therefore we just make it like an agreement and you're allowed to stop in the middle.
Why does it have to be obvious? Why can't it be why can't the Evid end up owing money just like if I buy a deal?
Because that would be ma'akiv him from being chayzer, because he has to pay for the rest of the world. No, more than that, why ever?
On the issue of kinyan, if I buy your house and we make a kinyan, I don't fulfill my obligation. I owe you the kinyan.
But here's the Gersa Kassav. The whole point of the Gersa Kassav, what it's telling me is that the poil is allowed to be chayzer yada al yoyne. He doesn't owe. He has to work and get paid for his work, and that's it. The minyan doesn't want to work. That's it. He's not meshubet to do more than that. Okay. According to the other Rishayim, it comes out that there is a kinyan in the guf. Really, a poil, when he works for the Baal Bais, there's a kinyan there. That means that the poil, the Baal Bais, now made a kinyan in the person that he has a right to get work out of him. It's like a real kinyan. I have a right to, just like if you make a rental in a car. So you own the car that you have a right to get driving rights of the car for a week. It's a kinyan you have in the car. So here also you have a kinyan in the person that you have a right to get work from him for a week. And just like an Evan can force his way out of slavery with Giyur HaKesef, he's also allowed to go free for sure. But that's why you're not allowed to do that for more than 3 years. It would be like too similar to Avdus. So the way they're learning is that there really is a certain level of Kenyan. Okay? Now the question that you're raising is, what happens if you actually did make a Kenyan? According to Taisus' Shita, let's say you made a Kenyan. You went to the person and you made a sudar, kinyan sudar, or any other kinyan. You wrote a shtar. You made some sort of kinyan into the person, the same way you could be calling a slave. You went to this guy and you made a kinyan with him. So can you, at that point,
kinyan to commit for 3 years, whatever.
Yeah, kinyan to work. So at that point, would it change over now that you could make a kinyan a guf? So, and the nachkamin will be, is he allowed to be chayza? At that point, and after the kinyan.
Even with the kinyan, you could be crazy, you're saying.
That's the question. That's the question. And it would be also to do it also. So if you look at the shach over here on that page around Yud Zion, Is it Yizayin?
Well, last year we're up with 23.
No, it's the Shach Tezayin. Tezayin. No. Hold on. I'm used to the other Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, it's a Yudalit. Okay, the Shach Yudalit, top of the page. Okay, Choyzer Boy, yeah, Shach Yudalit. Veneer, Vizeloshim, Kosav Beisirisid, Vizeloshim Kosav Aritva, Vishim Rabbeisa. So the Ritva says, Shaloy Omru Shapoya Yochal Achzer Boy, this idea that a Poy could be Choyzer is Ela Besoycha Atme Ba'amira. Avakoshin Ishtabit Bekinyin. If you made a kinyan, litfuye milsa asa, shlo yu chal achzer boy. So the Tva says that if you made a kinyan with the person, then it's chal and you can't be chayzer. If you made a kinyan with the person. Okay? The Shach ends up arguing on this, and the Shach says, let's see what why. Says the Shach, l'chein kasa b'daki moshe. V'lofiyan yazdaiti nira, says the Shach, sheshar kol poiskim shlo yichilku b'kach, the other poiskim that didn't, don't say this, lo yisver lehachi, they disagree. The Shach says that since it says so the pasuk that we said that it would include the schus to be chayzer even after a kinyan. So Tosha says this is the machlokes. The Shach says no, the pasuk is all inclusive even with a kinyan. It's not chal, no such thing as an eved. A poel can never become an eved. But the Ritva seems to argue with that, and the Ritva seems to say that after, you know, the Pashtos maybe, you know, you go into a relationship, you're not necessarily an Eved, but if you make a Kinyan,
then you do become
an Eved. Now, the Shach asks another Kash on the Ritva. The Shach asks the Kash later, says it's Kinyan Dvarim. You know, there's a concept, you can't make a Kinyan on Dvarim. You can't make a Kinyan to do something. In other words, I want you to go to the grocery store for me, so I don't really trust you. You know, I don't know, I really need this milk, you know, today or whatever. So, you know, are you going to go? Yeah, I'm going to go. Can you make a kinyan that you're going for me? It's not chal kinyan. Kinyan is only if, you know, I buy something from you. So it's kinyan dvarim. So says the Shach, what is it? A kinyan that I'm going to work for you. You can't make such a kinyan. It's not chal. There's no such kinyan. It's a kinyan dvarim. So the Ketzais says, no, it's not kinyan dvarim. Because what I'm doing now is I'm making a kinyan on the goof. I'm being kind of you. I'm just like a kinyan on a rental of a car. You say it's kinyan dvarim because I'm just being kind of the right to use your car. No, I'm being kind of the car for a certain for a week's usage of it. So you're also, if you make a kinyan on the person, it's chal the kinyan because I can make a kinyan in him. I own the schus to get work out of you.
The car doesn't have chir chofshit. In other words, the car can't decide later that it doesn't want to drive you anymore.
Correct.
Well,
he can't win that.
No, I'm saying, but how do you ever find an evid? That you agree? Not every Kenyan. I'm not talking about a guy. He is. He's mechuyev in all mitzvahs.
Right.
But there's a Kenyan. He's not every Kenyan. He's like mama. Is just like every Kenyan. Just yeah. That I own him entirely. But at Eved Ivri, I own him. What do you mean I own him? I don't own him. I mean he's a yid. He has to do mitzvahs. It just means that I have a Kenyan in him that certain dinim are chal because of that. So you're also, I can own a person that I have a schus in him to get work out of him. So this is a major machlokes that even according to Tosfos that holds that there's really no kinyan, if you do make a kinyan, can you make the guy into a poel? And then the nafkamina would be like this. If you made a kinyan, how do you get out of it now? How do you get out of it? Let's say he can't be chayzer. So if both sides want to stop in the middle.
Stock, you mean?
Yeah, what do? You have to register a shukr, like an Evid. An Evid, the only way to go free, you can't just tell the Evid, okay, bye, it doesn't work, he's still an Evid. So what do you do to free the guy? You have to make a new kinyan to stop the work. Till now, you could just say, kol tov, I'll see you. If you do this kinyan and it was chal, you have to know how to stop it. So, Lamaisa, the Shach Lamaisa argues on this Ritva, and the Ketzais has a diak that the Shulchan Aruch also argues on the Ritva. What's the diak? Anyone sees the diak? Because what's one way to buy an Eved? There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. What's the three ways to buy an Eved? Ashtar, Chazaka, and there's one more. Kesef. Mm-hmm. Kesef.
Yeah.
You can buy for him. Okay? So what did the Shulchan Aruch say? What did Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch said that a poel is allowed to be chayzer in the middle of the day. Okay, we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu kibol kvar demes kerusa. Even he got prepaid. So since the Ketzais, he got prepaid, that means that he already got the money. If the Shulchan Aruch would hold that a kinyan is mechayev the poel to work, so then he can't be chayzer because he got money.
Good chayzer.
Since he got money, that should be a kinyan. So obviously the Shulchan Aruch is not going with this Svar of Kinyan, and the Shulchan Aruch holds that no Kinyan works, and therefore if you hire workers, watch out, because they can be chayzer no matter what. Even if you lock them in with a kinyan, according to Shtama, with the Tzoyslun, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach, they can be chayzer b'emtza yoyim, and no matter what. Even if a kinyan.
They owe you the money.
What do you mean? Can't be chayzer?
The way I understand is that the every year there's a contract, an annual contract.
Annual contract at will.
Is it? I don't know.
It's at will of the company.
That was
a little
in Florida, New York. Florida is at will. You can fire anybody. Everybody can walk out whenever you want. But in New York, that's what I understand. But in New York, it's a contract.
You have to give a certain amount of notice. So that's probably written in the original contract you signed.
If there's an original agreement that if you'll be chayzer, you'll be yodeh al tachtoina, so I don't know, I don't know exactly what the halacha would be if you actually spoke out, you know, that you're not allowed to, I don't think it works. I mean, that's the whole point of making a kinyan. Still, you're saying that it doesn't work.
If there's
okay.
No kinyan at all, does